I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
Sitting in front of me right now is my Silhouette Cameo 4 vinyl cutting machine. Well, it's not technically a vinyl cutter. It's technically a point potter because it's just on an XY axis and you can cut fabric. You can cut sticker paper. You can cut or you can draw with it, which I've been doing for this project. You can do foil transfer. There's a lot of options with this machine. And it's pretty versatile. I, right now, personally hate it and despise it. There's so many little usability errors that they can't do. Like, if you're doing something and you need to stop the cut, it's just like it takes 3 minutes just to stop and restart if you need to. There's a pause button, but there's not a cancel button for some dumbass reason. Anyhow, despite that, I got this machine because I wanted to do custom labels for clients because I'm all about custom and making stuff better than what's on the market. And sometimes you just need something more specific and you don't want to handwrite it. And my handwriting is I've been working on improving on, but it's still not the, it's just nothing I can get to having a perfect custom font with perfect custom crisp edges and things. So I got one of these and did a couple, and it's just been tough because, like, you got to experiment and test and try things out, and that takes forever. And then it's just frustrating because you're like, what setting is it going wrong? And can I even do this? Because, like, if you need to cut something really, really small, it's just kind of impossible. It just, the vinyl tears and it doesn't work. So you can only do a certain size, which is annoying when I need something smaller. And then, you just got to keep going from there to try to figure it and troubleshoot what the issue is and what works and what doesn't. And I recently did a project for a client, and or what's what I'm still working on, because I did it and I used a marker, like a metallic marker on black label, and they look pretty good. They came out all right, but it's just like not perfect. It's just like a little smush. The edges aren't perfectly crisp on all of them, and that's just, it's an issue. And with the marker, there's only so much I have control over, and dealing with size, and if when I'm feeling rushed too, I went and did them at the client's location, and I just felt really rushed. So then I didn't do as much testing as I should have because I felt like very crunched for time and wasn't sure how long I had, so I just like pushed it to get it done. And that's what happens when you just get things done, which I try to tell my clients, is they get done, but they don't get done right. And I really want these to get done right. So I decided to, and I forgot about this solution. I'd come up with it, and then I forgot to try it out. And it's to get this foil transfer and then get a foil tool for my vinyl cutter. And then you just kind of imprint the foil onto the vinyl, which comes out really neat. It's shiny, it's glistening, it looks really cool, and it comes out way more crisp, and it's way more accurate. But when I got that, I'm like, oh, that's going to do it. It's going to be, no, I have no issues. It's going to be perfect. But of course, like the way you have to do it takes a little bit longer because there's a lot more little lines in the file to deal with. And then on top of that, you got to deal with, I'm having like the foil apparently bunches up if it's not taut on top of the vinyl. So then you don't get a crisp transfer. So you got to start over. And so like, I can't do 10 at once, which is really nice to just press go and then call it good. So I got to like play with that some more to figure out that. But right now I just need to get them done. So I'm going to have to do one at a time, which I just figured out literally right before I started recording this podcast. I'm like, I just got to do one at a time, and then I think it'll go fine. And that's just what has to happen. It's frustrating. It's a annoying, but that's what it takes. And that's what I got to do, because then I can just get it knocked out and make sure each one's good as I go and not hopefully waste as much material getting this completed. But at the end of the day, they look great, and I think the client's going to be really happy with them. But it's just getting there and dealing with all the frustrations along the way, which is kind of a metaphor for business and life and even just organizing, you know. Like, at first you're like, oh, where does this go? This is so annoying. Like, you're troubleshooting. You're saying, can this go here? Can this go there? You're just, like, trying to get through it, trying to get done. And then it's hard along the way, but then once it's there and complete, it's just so much better, and you're so happy with it, and you get to live with something great for as long as you keep it that way. And hopefully you implemented the systems, and typically that's what the organizing is implementing the right systems to make it work and make it great. But these labels can help, and I'm excited to offer them. I'm just trying to figure out how to make it way easier on myself to get them complete so that they don't take 4+ hours to make. Anyhow, reach out if you want some labels. Or subscribe to this podcast for more podcasts every day about your home and everything home and how to just make your home better. And then other than that, check out the website, www.reliefkey.co. I have a freebie on there. You can get origami organizer boxes made, which are really neat. And you can make different sizes and they can nest inside one another. So go check that out. And other than that, life's an experiment. Test, iterate to find relief.